Good morning. My name is Bill Dodd, Chairman of the Senate Committee on Governmental Organization. Today we'll be holding informational hearings on the following three compacts: the Morondo Band of Mission Indians, the Quitson Tribe of Fort Yuma Indian Reservation, and finally the Tule River Indian Tribe of California. For those of you unfamiliar with the Senate's procedure relative to compacts, the Senate's policy provides for an informational hearing relative to the essence of the compact to be followed by a vote of the members on the Senate floor. No vote will be taken here today. To expedite this process, I would like to have all the witnesses for each specific compact come to the table at the same time. We will be going in alphabetical order, beginning with the Morondo, followed by the Quitson, and finally the Tule River. Let me thank all the witnesses in advance. After we take testimony from the individuals listed on the agenda, there'll be an opportunity for public comment. As noted, we'll begin with the Morondo Band of Mission Indians, whose compact was executed on September 6, 2017, and allows the tribe to operate a maximum of 6,000 slot machines. The compact requires the tribe to make annual payments of $9 to $11 million into a revenue sharing trust fund or the Tribal Nations Grant Fund. The compact also provides benefits to the local community of at least $15 million a year, as well as establishment of a rainy day fund to serve as a buffer against periodic adverse fluctuation in tribal revenues. So the witnesses are all here. I believe we can begin, and we'll start with Mr. Dillon. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman, Senator. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about each of these three compacts. It seems like we've been working with Chairman Martin, the council, and their entire Morondo team for a couple of years, and it was important that we get it right, and I think we finally have. And so we're proud to present this to you. I think much of what you see before you, I think, reflects the terms that you've seen before with certain changes that are consistent with things that are distinct or unique about Morondo. You've outlined the economic terms. It allows the tribe to operate up to 6,000 slot machines at five facilities. And it makes payments to the state for regulatory costs, to the local community through a variety of mechanisms, as well as to non-gaming or limited gaming tribes. So that's the essence of the compact, and I'm certainly happy to answer any questions that you or the senators may have.
Hey, thank you very much, Mr. Dillon. I don't see any questions here. We've done this before, so we understand better every time you come and fill us in. So. Assemblymember Mays, would you like to speak?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just here as the member of the 42nd Assembly District, and the Morondo Band is really at the heart of the 42nd Assembly District. And really, I'm just here to offer up to you this gaming compact and really to introduce Chairman Martin from the Morondo Band of Mission Indians.
Well, thank you, Chad. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a statement here I wanted to.
Please.
Okay. The compact before the committee today reflects our continuing commitment to support the local communities and improving the quality of life for our tribal members and residents in the region. I'd like to recognize the hard work of that went into this compact. We want to thank Governor Brown and his staff, especially Joe Dillon, that worked so hard on this. And he's right. It's been about 2 years. For the respectful and forthright approach to the compact. Morondo takes our responsibility to provide for the needs of our community and our local tribal members very seriously. Let me share a few facts about Morondo. There's approximately 1,100 members, and our members live all over the country, but probably 400 or 500 are on the res. To manage such a large reservation, and it's 37,000 acres, I don't want to forget that. To manage such a large reservation, we operate nearly two dozen different departments, including public safety, fire department, public works, education and environmental protection department, among others. Our public safety and fire departments maintain automatic and mutual aid agreements with our neighboring communities and the county. Morongo provides infrastructure, roads, clean water, power and wastewater treatment services. We also provide health care for our members and their families, as well as the social services. We fully fund and operate the tuition-free Morongo School, the first accredited college preparatory academy of its kind on any Indian reservation in the nation. As believers in the power of education, Morongo pays 100% of college tuition costs for any of our members that qualify. We also have provided over $450,000 in college scholarships to Native American youth from other tribes in California over the past 12 years. In my more than 25 years on the council, I've had the privilege of overseeing the development of the original casino, and in 2004, the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Today, we provide nearly 3,000 good-paying jobs, making us one of the largest employers in Riverside County. Thank you for your time, and we appreciate your support for our new compact.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next on the list is Mr. Gribben.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members. Jack Gribben with Unite Here, the Hotel and Casino Workers Union. We have over 300,000 members nationally, and 7,000 of our members are workers in tribal casinos in California. We've had, and I've had, a long, long-term relationship with the Morongo tribe, beginning discussions with them over 20 years ago when Vice Chairwoman Marianne Andreas, who's currently Vice Chair, was the Chairwoman. And I have to say that this is a very, very proud day in California. And there's many of them. Yesterday was a big one, by the way. But there's many of them. But this is really, really a proud day because I think with the leadership of this governor, and with the understanding that tribal sovereignty needs to be respected, but at the same time, workers who are the engine behind this industry in California also need to be respected, and all of us coming together and agreeing on terms within which nobody feels like anybody's left out is just an incredible thing. So we very much support this compact, and it's our hope that it gets unanimous support in the Senate as well as the Assembly. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. All right, at this time, we're ready for public comment. Witnesses in support.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, Jeremy Smith here on behalf of the State Building and Construction Trades Council. Pleased to support this compact as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, Frank Molina on behalf of the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians and the San Ynez Band of Chumash Indians in strong support.
Good morning, Chairman. Amber Muhammad on behalf of the California Nations Indian Gaming Association, we support this compact. Thank you.
Thank you. Witnesses in support still?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Gary Santos from the Tule River Tribe, and we strongly support this also.
Thank you very much. Witnesses in opposition? Always a good sign. Seeing none, we'll bring it back to four questions. First was Senator Hueso.
Thank you. Just a comment, general comment. I just want to agree with the statement that was made that this is a proud moment for California. And I just want to call attention to, you know, anything we ever do in government, almost anything has some level of opposition. And the three compacts we're going to be looking at today do not. And I think that's definitely a testament to the community relations these tribes have been able to establish within their respective areas, and that is a testament to working well with the community, but in particular, with regards to these compacts, there's a common theme I think that's different from the past, and it puts these agreements put a premium on sovereignty, and they put a premium on allowing these communities to reinvest in their community, and to build the strength of their community while working with the surrounding areas. And I think that's a wonderful thing that we can accomplish in the state. While providing support for sovereignty, we're also providing support for prosperity and education and improve amenities in those areas. And it's a wonderful thing to see. And I just wanted to comment on that in general and congratulate the tribe for their wonderful track record in their community as well.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Glazier.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chairman Martin, it's great to see you. I'd say we've known each other, and I've known the tribe for a few years, but it's actually been a few decades.
Yeah.
And it's been a while, and I'm familiar with the road that you have traveled, similar to what many tribes have traveled, which is very difficult beginnings, and then to see the success that you have created, that you've worked very hard to create, and to see the support from your local law enforcement, local fire, local elected leaders is a great testament to the work of you and your tribal leaders to build those really strong relationships that I know always didn't start off easy. And I know that there are other tribes around the state that envy the great relationships that you have been able to build in your community. And it's not anything to be taken for granted. I want to thank the governor's office and other stakeholders who have worked together to bring this compact to us. I did see something in it that maybe I wasn't paying attention before, but I thought it would at least require some clarification. And that's this reserve fund requirement that has been built into this compact. Is that common to the governor's office representative? Is that in place in these other compacts? Is that unique to Morongo? And if so, why?
No, sir. This is the first compact that includes that. It's a provision that I think reflects the values of the tribe, and we think it's a good governance provision. To the extent that the fund, this rainy day fund, is solvent, then additional funds will be contributed to the local community benefit fund. So we think it's a good idea, and we're happy to include it in this compact.
Is that something you're encouraging other tribes to consider in their compacts?
Well, each negotiation is distinctive. I mean, not all tribes have the resources to have a fund of that size or that need. I mean, we'll talk about a couple of other tribes that actually have large reservations and large memberships that are working hard to address those needs day to day. So it's absolutely something that I think we would consider going forward if the circumstances were appropriate and it was consistent with the tribe's, you know, vision as to what it wanted to do.
And Chairman Martin, you're here with this compact because it's something that your tribal leadership is supportive of, that provision?
Yes. Yes, we are. They're all supportive. And our membership overwhelmingly supported the compact. So we have support all around.
Great. Well, thank you, and congratulations to you. Thanks again to all the stakeholders. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator. One question that I had, Mr. Dillon, was, are there any conditions under which the reserve fund or the rainy day fund can be used?
Yes, sir, there are. I mean, we set it up so that if there are economic downturns I should make it clear that this is a fund that the tribe manages. It's funded with revenue that's generated through the gaming activities, but it's a fund that the tribe manages. The state is not holding or supervising. I mean, certainly we'll ensure that the compact provisions with regard to contributions are met, but there are provisions in the compact that if there are downturns and they're defined in the compact, the tribe has access to those. The idea is to, like our rainy day fund, set it up so that it's there if you need it.
Thank you. Chairman Martin, I had three or four questions, but you covered them all in your opening statement. I appreciate how thorough that was. Thank you very much. I believe that concludes the business before us in this hearing. I really appreciate you all being here. Assemblymember Mays, thank you for bringing this forward. That will conclude this hearing, and now we'll call up the, which one are we on? The Quitson Tribe. Could we get the, we got them here, everybody's here that's going to be here. Okay, so the second compact was executed on August 31st, 2017 between the state of California and the Quitson Tribe of the Fort Yuma Indian Reservation.
Correct.
The compact allows for the tribe to operate 1,600 slot machines consistent with other compacts. The tribe is only obligated to pay into the Revenue Sharing Trust Fund or the Tribal Nations Trust Fund if the tribe operates more than 1,200 slot machines. If so, the tribe has agreed to pay 6% of the net win into these funds. The compact does provide for the tribe with annual credits of up to 80%. Let me again thank all the witnesses in advance if those witnesses, well, those witnesses are all up front. So, Mr. Dillon, we'll start out with you.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. As always, your summary is spot on, so I'll just provide some brief comments and answer any questions. Quetzana is a tribe with, I think, approximately 45,000 acres and almost 4,000 members. It's a large tribe located in Imperial County and actually with land into Yuma County in Arizona, and borders the, borders Mexico. So the challenges of taking care of those members is significant, but we think we've come up with a compact that allows them to do that better than their existing compact by reflecting the realities of their marketplace. So that's what we tried to do, and I think we've done that. And so I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. President Escalante?
Present.
Welcome. Would you like to say?
Yeah, I'd just like to reiterate just the situation with Quetzan is that we definitely need to have this compact ratified. Again, we have issues that we need to resolve, and basically the compact not only just supports the Quetzan people that live on the Quetzan Reservation, but we're one of the biggest employers in the local area there for the city of Yuma, the county of Imperial, Lyle Central, Blythe, the Las Vegas area. We have people coming from there that are also employed, probably the San Diego area. And so we definitely need this particular compact to be ratified so that we can continue doing our part as far as providing for our membership so that it could support the local government, support our social services programs, support our Head Start programs, our also the new hospital, the facility that's being constructed on our reservation at this time, hopefully completion date sometime in March of next year. We also have an education program there that would also partake in the revenues that are generated from the casinos, along with our economic development department. And again, we do provide not only just to Quetzan, but like I say, the surrounding communities. We even offer our employees, you know, like health benefits. And again, we work closely with Imperial County. We have a contract with them. For them to provide services not only just to the queue, but the reservation, along with the Imperial County Fire Department. We also pay them a yearly fee for their services that they provide for the protection and safety of the surrounding community at Quetzan.
Thank you very much. I'd like to recognize Council Members White and Hill. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Mr. Gribben?
Yes, again, Jack Gribben with Unite Here. We are very proud that the Kashan tribe has agreed to the new tribal labor relations ordinance that has been worked out under Governor Brown, and has really raised it to a standard across the state in the tribal gaming industry. And, you know, we very much appreciate it, and we would very much appreciate your unanimous vote in support of this compact. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gribben. At this time, we'll be taking public comment. Those in support.
Good morning again, Chairman. Amber Mohammed on behalf of the California Nations Indian Gaming Association in support of this compact. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. On behalf of the Tule River Tribe, we're in support of this compact also.
Thank you. Witnesses in opposition? It's another good sign. None here. So at this point in time, Senator Hueso, if questions
from
the members.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, as the author or the author of the bill that's going to approve this compact, I just wanted to make some comments related to this compact and talk a little bit about the successes of the approval of the first compacts related to the Kashan tribe. The Quachan tribe used to be a very poor tribe that did subsistence farming and didn't farm enough to sustain their own people. And through the ability to create a business plan like the one they have now, they haven't given up their roots in agriculture. In fact, they're a big contributor to the agricultural success of Imperial County through the investments they've made in agriculture in and around the reservation. So now they have a very, very large date harvesting operation, and they have lots of agriculture that contributes to California's economy but helps to feed people across the world. And that's the kind of success we want to see in approving these agreements that that the Quachan people will have their own economy locally. This compact will bring further investments in the area that will also help strengthen their business plan and give them prosperity. But you know, Imperial is a struggling county, and every job in Imperial is gold. And they're one of the largest employers in Imperial County, and this will help them to further that employment. People come as far as far out as El Centro and Calexico to work at the Quachan business, and in the fields as well. So there is work out there that they're creating where there was none, and it's been of a huge benefit. These compacts, all three, require local government approval, and this compact comes with the support of local government. I actually met with some leaders and asked about the relationship with the Quachan tribe, and they have been able to foster a wonderful relationship in recent years that I think will go a long way in helping to create to foster an environment of community and working together to resolve the serious challenges facing Imperial County. There are a lot of challenges facing the county, but I can tell you in my experience that the Quachan people are part of the solution out in Imperial County, and this is a wonderful compact. I want to thank all the stakeholders that have been party to the creation of this compact. It's a great deal for everyone involved. And it's gonna have. I hope it results in improved prosperity for that region.
Thank you, Senator. Appreciate you bringing the bill to the Senate, Senator Berryhill.
Yeah, I want to give a belated thank you to Mr. Dillon for all the hard work that you've done, not only on this compact but for all the compacts. I know it's not an easy job all the time, and you've done a wonderful job at bringing everybody together. Really appreciate it. Especially in the post-RideCon era, I do appreciate the direction that you've taken them to secure tangible benefits for all Californians by addressing such issues as environmental mitigation, building standards. These are all tough issues. Regulatory oversight, patron protection, and public health and safety. But most of all, I think your efforts to secure revenue sharing with local governments is really the best way to go in the post-RideCon era. So thank you for your all your hard work. I know in with Black Oak and all the different tribes that we've got in my district, you've done a wonderful job at negotiating all these new compacts. I want to thank you for it. I also want to thank you for working closely with my staff. I think it really helps to move things along smoothly when everybody works together, and you've certainly done that. So thank you. I will be supporting this, of course, today, and I wish you guys the best of luck.
Thank you, Senator.
Mr. Dillon, not a criticism of the plan. I'm just trying to get an understanding because this is new to me. You discussed, some recent of the compacts that we've had, including this one, don't require the tribes to pay into the RSTF or the TNGF if they operate less than 1,200 slot machines. I just want to understand what the genesis of that was. And
yes, sir. No, it's a great question. So the last compact that we considered was Morongo. Morongo currently pays under their 2006 $2 million into the Revenue Sharing Trust Fund. The compact before you today with Morongo increases that to between 9 and 11. So because of the negotiation that we've done and the work that you've done to ratify these compacts, the RSTF and the TNGF are in a position where they're able to meet their obligations. that allows us the flexibility to work with tribes that are in places like Imperial County that don't have the same kind of market that a tribe in Riverside or San Diego County does, to focus on their needs. And so Quetzon has 4,000 members. They don't have the same sort of revenue generation ability. We've tried to give them a little more flexibility in terms of the number of facilities and the number of slots. But that's what we're trying to do to balance the various objectives that we have, if that makes sense.
That does make sense. Thank you very much, just for clarity there.
Just one last really quick
Senator
comment.
Senator Berryhill?
Joe, you have done a wonderful job for these last, what is it, 4 years, 8 years?
It seems like it's been a long time. I think it's about four, so.
The next governor would do well to keep you on board the same. We'd like to see you here a little bit longer. I don't know if you want that, but we'd love to see you stay.
Yeah, one day at a time, Senator, but thank you.
Very good. Well, that concludes the business before this particular compact. We appreciate everybody being here today, and this will be taken up on the Senate floor for vote. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. There it is.
There we go.
Okay, the final compact in our agenda was also executed on August 31st, 2017, between the state of California and the Tule River Indian Tribe of California. The compact allows the tribe to operate 1,500 slot machines and requires the tribe to pay 6% of the net win into the Revenue Sharing Trust Fund or Tribal Nations Grant Fund. The compact does provide the tribe with annual credits of up to 100% if the tribe operates 1,200 slot machines or less, or 80% if the tribe operates more than 1,200. I should also mention there's been a small change to the agenda as Councilmember Monte Reyes of the City of Porterville will be testifying on behalf of the city. Let me once again thank all the witnesses in advance. We'll get all the witnesses up here for this compact, and we will begin. So let's begin again with you, Mr. Dillon. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. I appreciate the summary. I'll just add a couple of remarks. Tule River is, I think, one of the four original reservations within the state of California, 85 square miles, I think 55,000 acres, a beautiful reservation in Tulare County, especially if you go in a wet year, I think it's especially beautiful. I think that the tribe is a significant part of that part of the state, which has seen its share of challenges. I think the focus of this compact is on their existing facility and trying to provide them flexibility to take care of their significant needs of their membership. So with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, any questions for Mr. Dillon? Seeing none, we'll move on. Mr. Chairman?
Well, in Sishim, Hoyos Nim, Chairman Neil Perrone, Hohodna, Tule River Tribe, Tule River Indian Reservation. Good morning, my name is Neil Perrone. I'm Chairman of the Tule River Tribe, Tule River Indian Reservation. And on behalf of my 1,870 members of my tribe, I want to thank you, Chairman Dodd, and the rest of the GO committee for hearing me today. And I'd like to speak to you regarding Assembly Bill 394, which would ratify our compact. This bill is critically important to the Tule River Tribe as it updates our existing compact signed by former Governor Gray Davis. The original compact is set to expire in 2020. This bill will allow the casino to operate for an additional two decades. The revised compact makes technical amendments reflecting legal, legislative, and regulatory changes that have occurred since the initial compact was ratified. So the Tule River Tribe really reinvests its gaming revenue back into our tribal government and into our community. So with the revenues the tribe has invested to improving the lives of our members by providing our fire department, police department, our medical and dental facilities, a K-5 school, our justice center, which will go live October 1st, different student study services that we provide to our members, a veterans center that we built from gaming revenues, our elders center, social services, housing and infrastructure that is definitely really needed on our reservation. Our reservation currently has a housing waiting list of 250 families, but due to lack of infrastructure and lack of water, we cannot provide that. So this compact, and I really want to thank Mr. Dillon for working with us on this compact by allowing us to keep more revenue back so that we can provide those services, expand on our domestic water plant, expand on our wastewater treatment plant. So the tribe currently employs about 375 people on the governmental side and another 486 on the gaming side. We also have an economic development portion that probably does another 140 employees. We're one of the largest employers in our area of South Tulare County. So in conclusion, the tribe believes that the revised compact will be a great benefit to the tribe, the city of Porterville, the county of Tulare, and our membership. And it's for these reasons that we ask that the legislature approve Assembly Bill 394. Thank you for your time, and I'm here to answer any questions if you should have any.
Thank you, Chairman Perrin. I appreciate you being here this morning. We're going to move now to Council Member. Well, first of all, I do want to recognize Assembly Member Mathis, who is carrying this bill, AB 394. I appreciate you being here. Would you like to say a few words?
Let me see. Mic's on. Just that I think the chairman and everybody's already said it quite well. This compact continues what's already been going on with the partnership between the tribe and our local area. The impacts, the job creation, the thought and effort that the tribe puts into ensuring that they're not just making life better for their people, but for the entire community goes a long ways. And it's been an honor to serve and to help ensure the future for not just the tribe, but for all the people in the area.
Thank you, Assembly Member. This time, Council Member Monte Reyes from the city of Porterville, Council Member.
Great. Thank you for this time, and I appreciate you adding me to the agenda. Again, Monte Reyes from the city of Porterville, and I'm here on behalf of the city of Porterville to show my support for Assembly Bill 394. Together, the city of Porterville and the Tule River Tribe have had many collaborative successes, including improvements to public works, coordinating public safety and training, as well as great strides in transit, which add accessibility for all. There's some other challenges with water that the city and the tribe have had conversations with at great length, and so that's not an initial conversation. That is something we've been involved in for quite some time. Direct collaboration has been the most effective way to complete these projects, and there's language that's in the compact that's in a revision that creates a mechanism for local benefit projects to be completed in the area, and I think that is going to greatly enhance our ability to work with the tribe and complete local projects. We definitely look forward to working with the tribe going forward. We've had a mutual relationship it's just coalesced itself in things like an Independence Day festival, and the community itself has just really come together. And when neighbors work together, you enhance the region. And I think that this is a great example for our region. And we look forward to working with the tribe, as I stated, and we support Assembly Bill 394.
Thank you, Council Member. Appreciate you being here this morning. Mr. Gribben.
Yes, again, Jack Gribben for Unite here. We very much appreciate the tribe signing an agreement with the state that includes a worker's right to freedom of expression and freedom of association in an enforceable way, in particular during a time when those rights are under attack on a federal level. So we would ask that you please support this compact and ratify it with a unanimous vote, because it's certainly worthy of that.
Well, Mr. Gribben, following on Senator Berryhill's comments, you know, we've had a number of compacts, and your relationship with all these tribes that we have had these hearings for has been outstanding, great relationships. I want to just commend you and your team for doing such a great job.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a long and winding road.
Well, great. We're going to be taking public comment now. Those in support, please.
Andrew Governor, on behalf of the Morongo Band of Mission Indians, in support.
Chairman Members, Frank Molina, on behalf of the San Ynez Band of Shumash Indians, in support.
Mr. Chairman and members, Paul Yoder, on behalf of the Tulare County Board of Supervisors, in support.
Councilman Willie White, on behalf of the Quetzon Tribe, in support.
Amber Muhammad, on behalf of Sinaga, we're in support. Thank you.
Good morning, Wendy Correa, Tule River Tribal Council member. I'm in support.
Good morning, John Lala, City Manager, City of Porterville. Thank you very much, and absolutely in support.
Good morning, Raylene Clower, Executive Director for the Tule River Tribe Gaming Commission Agency, and in support of this compact.
Good morning again, Chairman Gary Santos for the Tule River Tribal Council, Treasurer, and largely in support of this compact. And also would like to thank Mr. Mathis and Andy Vidak on the assistance to this, and Mr. Joe Dillon. Thank you.
Good morning. Michael Williams, Tule River Tribe, and I strongly support this compact also.
Good morning. My name is Charles Dabney, Tule River Tribal Council, and I am in support.
My name is Afrak Vargas. I'm very proud to represent the Tule River Tribe. Also here to represent the Rincon Band of Luiseno Indians in support.
Pretty good when you get even your competitors coming in supporting you. So that's pretty nice thing. So I want to recognize Senator Galgiani. Thank you for being here this morning. Senator Vidak, Senator Berryhill, would you like to? Senator Vidak, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. These are my friends and neighbors. Welcome. Thank you, Chairman. This is just an awesome day. Very proud because you guys, as shown by our city council, city mayor or manager from Porterville, huge in the community. You are our friends and neighbors. I've visited up there several times. I've seen it when that water is just trickling. I've seen it when you had too much water and you still had a problem it's something that you're all working on, and we're going to help all we can with that. And it's just awesome. I know Gary was talking about his daughter last night, a four-year-old. He's seen a lot of improvements, and you all are looking for the next 25, 27 years, and that's just awesome. So this is a great deal. And then the Dillon and Gribben duo, always great. Thank you.
Very good. Well, that concludes the business today, not only for this compact, but for this particular hearing. I appreciate all the witnesses that are here, everybody that came in support of these three great compacts. With that, we're going to adjourn the meeting.